Hey, Orthopreneurs, it's Dr. Glenn Krieger here, and let me tell you, the Orthopreneurs 2024 Summit, which is going to be on a Royal Caribbean ship, has taken off. I don't mean literally, but we actually booked an entire ship just for us. We started selling it already, and believe it or not, it's selling out fast. People want to come by themselves. People want to bring their team. People want to bring their families. Remember, there's a kids club there, and there's also an adult-only pool. So you can watch the presentations streaming throughout the whole ship. Imagine sitting in the pool with a drink in your hand, watching someone speak on tips and tricks to help your practice get better while you're sitting knee-deep in a pool with a drink in your hand. Sounds pretty cool, right? Well, you've come to know the kind of meetings we put together, and this one's going to be even more exceptional and even more affordable. Go to opsummit2024.com to sign up now. Make this about your journey, not someone else's. Not the watcher, not the listener, and not the kids. Take a week for yourself. Focus on you. You might very well find you get much more fulfillment and happiness from doing that. And I'm not telling you to change your parenting style. It's not what this is about. I'm trying to help you get more hobbies. I'm trying to help you get more focused on you. I'm trying to get you to put the camera away at times and just enjoy the moment in your head. People ask me, do you have a picture of that time? No, it's in my head. I remember it.
This is the Orthopreneur Show with Glenn Krieger, talking about the things you never learned in school, like marketing, management, and leadership.
Hello there, everybody, and welcome to another episode of your 5-Minute Friday. I want to talk about something really important to me because, to be honest, and you know this, I love everybody out there. There's a few people who rub me the wrong way in life, but I still try to love on them. And I care about all of you. And, you know, I was sitting with my therapist the other day, and I've never been ashamed or scared to tell people I see a therapist. Some of the best advice I was ever given was to see a therapist when things feel great, which, by the way, they do, just to work on being the best human I could possibly be. And that's part of the message here is, number one, let's call today's message self-care. And I've talked a lot about it. We're going to talk a little bit more right now. Go to the gym if you can. Work out. Eat well. You know, bring spirituality of some sort, meditation into your life, breath work, acupuncture, chiropractic, martial arts. Like, I could go on and on about the things that I try to bring into my life that help make me a better human in general. And I think self-care is really, really important. And, you know, number one, you don't have to be depressed. You don't have to be anxious. You don't have to be having marital problems or personal issues to see a therapist. I do think there are some therapists out there who will keep you in therapy for way longer than you need to be. I also love coaches, right? I have both a coach and a therapist. They do very different things. And we've gone over great detail what the difference is, but you might want to consider one or the other. And people will often ask me, you know, which coach did you get? Why do you have that coach? Or I just want a coach. Well, do you want a coach to help you through life issues? Do you want to have a coach to help you build your business? Do you want a coach who's going to help you from an entrepreneurial perspective and introduce you to, you know, other people that can help grow your empire? You know, there's different coaches for different reasons. Just like, you know, you said, I need a coach for athletics. Well, what sport? You know, are you a runner? Are you a swimmer? You know, are you a martial artist? So the coach is going to be very specific to what it is you're particular doing. And a therapist is, you know, somebody you're going to sit with and either you click or you don't. I love the person I'm with right now. And one day I'm going to see if I can get him to come on the podcast. But what I want to talk about is something that I've spoken to. And actually, don't judge me. I see two separate therapists for totally different reasons. And I won't get into the details now. But both of them have had a discussion with me about something that's really been on my mind. And I'm being really vulnerable and open here when I talk about this with all of you, because it's going to ruffle some feathers. I've talked about it a few weeks ago or a couple of months ago about the time that I see people spending not on themselves. Everybody I know who's a millennial, and I mean everybody who's a millennial parent, everybody. The amount of time, energy, and effort you're putting into your relationship with your children is admirable in some ways. It's also really scary. And the mental health therapists are seeing it as well. And you may not be suffering. You may not be anxious. You may not feel like you're overwhelmed. And if you are, you should be looking in the mirror at the self-care. Because when I speak to a lot of my friends who are millennials, who have kids between the ages of birth, right, new babies, to roughly 14, 15, 16 years old, literally every day is an event Every day is a practice. Every day is a dance recital. Every day is a first birthday at kindergarten. Every day is I've got to run home from work and take care of my children. The amount of time, energy, and effort, statistically speaking, that you're spending with your children is far, far more than any generation before you. And the part that really scares most mental health therapists, and having spoken to them, mental health specialists, is that when polled, most of you will say you're not spending enough time, even though you're spending more than any parent group ever has in the past. And what that's doing is it's robbing people of self-care. It's robbing them of their identity, their self-identity. And the bigger issue is going to be coming down the turnpike when these kids become 18 and leave the house and the parents don't know who they are because they define themselves around their children. And no place can you see this better than in social media, where I'm not talking to any one specific friend, okay? So if you think I'm talking about you, I'm not. If I scroll through the Facebook feeds or the Instagram feeds of my friends, I honestly don't know what they like because every picture is a picture of their child doing this or that or eating or what have you. There are some friends of mine who do post a lot of things about themselves, which is wonderful because it's your Instagram feed. It's your social media feed. It is not your children's social media feed. There are many people out here who say you should never have children on it altogether for their safety, but that's an altogether different situation. What I'm getting at here is, for 1 week, I challenge you, and this comes from me talking to mental health specialists. This is not Glenn's conjecture. I will challenge you for 1 week to continuously post on your social media feeds the same way you post now, but not one picture of anybody but you doing something you're doing. So if you're with your spouse or friends, great. You're doing something in your practice, great. But see if you can go 1 week without posting a picture of your children on your social media feed. If you can't do something for a week, anything, that's a clear sign there's a problem. If I said you drink too much soda, I don't want you to drink soda for a week and you can't do it, there's a problem. If I say I want you to go 1 week without cursing and you can't go 1 week without cursing, there is a problem. Now you might say you want to effing curse, so who cares? But you get my drift here. You need to start focusing on yourself and what you like and putting the camera away. And not worrying about what other people think about your story. I'm guilty of posting on my story as well. Things I think are cool, things I think you want to see. But it's very, very, very rare that you see me post things about my children just with my children. Now, they're older and it's different. And I thank God every day I did not raise children in a time of significant social media pressure. Because what's going on, and this comes from, again, studies are showing this, that you're seeing the feeds and you're seeing all these perfect lives and you're seeing kids sitting down next to their mothers at lunch or fathers at a table. And you see the gorgeous picture of everybody having a great time. What you didn't see was the screaming and the yelling and the coercion that got into getting that picture. You didn't see the misbehaving that happened before because people don't typically show their vulnerability in social media posts. Hey, here's me, my child melting down and me not able to control it on any level. Nobody wants to post that, right? But I'd love to see it. My point here, though, is for 1 week, in your feed, in your story, don't post one word or one picture about your kids. Focus on you, because you got to put on your oxygen mask before you can put on others. And if you can't go 1 week without talking about your kids publicly, why are you doing it? You know, I joke with my partner, Doug Shaw, the same way that people used to joke with me when I did triathlons. The reason people do cold plunges and triathlons is so they can talk about cold plunges and triathlons. Because within 3 minutes of any conversation with anybody who cold plunges or did triathlons, you knew they did triathlons and cold plunges. The same way it's with vegans. Within 1 minute of talking to a vegan or somebody who does CrossFit, you know they do CrossFit or they're a vegan. It's simple. So make this about your journey, not someone else's. Not the watcher, not the listener, and not the kids. Take a week for yourself. Focus on you. You might very well find you get much more fulfillment and happiness from doing that. And I'm not telling you to change your parenting style. That's not what this is about. I'm trying to help you get more hobbies. I'm trying to help you get more focused on you. I'm trying to get you to put the camera away at times and just enjoy the moment in your head. People ask me, do you have a picture of that time? No, it's in my head. I remember it. And I'll leave you with this. My wife and I recently took a trip with a number of people from our Orthopreneurs RD group to Dubai for 5 days and then the Maldives for 6. It's the greatest trip I've ever taken with my wife in my life. It was unbelievable. And if you haven't been to the Maldives, you need to go and connect. But I'll just tell you this. There was a moment when we were in Dubai. We're both in bathrobes. We're just woken up. We're sitting at this table, looking through a window, having breakfast at our table, looking at downtown Dubai and the Burj Khalifa, the huge tallest building in the world, looking out over the Arabian Sea. And I looked at my wife, my gorgeous wife, I've been married to for almost 30 years. And I looked at this incredible spread of food in front of me in this incredible hotel room. And I remember saying to myself, I just want to enjoy this moment forever. I want to take a picture of this. I want to soak this in. And I never, ever want to forget this. My moment with my wife in this room, with this view, at this moment, in this luxurious, beautiful, just moment. And the camera stayed away, and it was in my head. And if you're doing that on a regular basis, good for you. You know, again, statistics would say you're not the norm. So do yourself a favor for the next week. Be mindful with yourself. Be in the moment. Don't try to create that moment for others. Create the moment for yourself. Make something that really resonates for you and that you enjoy. And hopefully you have a therapist you can talk to about it because you realize how much it impacts you. I love each and every one of you. Please reach out to me if you have any questions, comments, you ever need anything. And I hope and pray that I get to see you at the Orthopreneur Summit at Sea, because it's designed to help you live your best life. There's literally speakers on there you will never see at another ortho meeting again, from neuropsychologists talking about leadership management and team collaboration to people in the health and wellness space, to people who are going to help you understand how to use AI for more productivity and better efficiency. Just amazing people. And you'll be embedded with everybody for 3 days on a ship. And me. So you can corner me and hit me up with anything that's on your mind, and I will gladly talk. So go to opsummit2024.com. We've already got 850 people registered for this meeting. I think we're going to close it out when it hits about 1,500. And by the way, one night, I think we're going to do prom. I think it's going to be fun to have 80s prom. So I got surprises galore. Go to OP Summit 2024 to sign up. And again, you can bring your camera there, but I hope you take in the moments. Have a great day.